Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I am Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCamma, joined by publisher Jody Demling. A big football game on tap for the Cardinals this weekend as they travel to number 24 Wake Forest. But before we turn our attention to that, Jody, let's talk a little hoops. Cardinal basketball team going to start practice tomorrow. So the season is nearly upon us, Jody.
It's kind of crazy. It's here. Yeah. You know, I mean, they've been doing – obviously, Louisville Live was a couple weeks ago, you know. And
let me interject. When I say tomorrow, I should have said Thursday. So to put a calendar on everything.
Correct. Correct. I was just thinking, no, today is Wednesday. I don't know. Okay. All right. Yeah.
It's almost Thursday.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yes. Whenever you listen to this, it's on Thursday. You know, Louisville Live kind of signifies the start of the season. In most years, Louisville Live would have been this weekend. It just worked out with a you know, that's how the date worked out and night racing and all that kind of good stuff. So it was a little bit earlier than what they had done in past years. But yeah, get started, get going. And here we are, you know. I'm excited to see. I think I know they're going to be pretty good. I think they're going to be better than everybody else in the country thinks they're going to be. I'm not over the top like, oh, this team is definitely going to win a national championship. But I think that this team is a lot better than national pundits are giving them credit for. I think Noah Locke is a much better player, all-around player than what people think. L. Ellis is going to be a very capable newcomer to come in there and really play a lot of minutes. I think Samuel Williamson is going to have a monster jump this season in production. And it might not mean that he's the leading scorer. I think he will be. I don't know. That's an interesting question to ponder as we get closer to the season. But I think he's going to do more this year than what he has done. So I think he's going to make a big jump. And I think Malik healthy is going to be, we don't know what. I mean, we don't know how that is because it hasn't happened in so long. And being the older guy on the team, I just think they've got a lot of pieces to this team. And quite honestly, if I had to pick an MVP right now, and I'm not going on total record because I'll say that I'm going on record to say it right now, but I can change my mind between now and the start of the season on November the 9th. If I had to guess right now, the MVP of this team, I think I'd say Jalen Withers. Yeah. But there's a part of me also that says the biggest surprise on this team is going to be Jared West. So, I just mentioned like six guys and you know, and didn't even mention some of the guys that I think they're going to be key for this team. So it's going to be a fun year.
And I think that points to one of the strengths of this team, Jody, and that is, you know, that they're pretty balanced. You know, we've talked about in the past how, you know, Chris Mack loves the versatility at the different spots. And, this is certainly one of those teams. I mean, and you've got differing levels of experience as well. You know, so the fact that it's there's not somebody that just literally jumps off the page. I mean, I think most outsiders would probably say Malik Williams, because that's a name that they're familiar with. They know he's been around and he's got the experience. But like you, I think there's a lot of guys on this roster that Chris Mack has assembled that can jump up and be, you know, an MVP type players. And they're probably, you know, if they're going to have the success that I think some of us believe that they can reach for and hope that they do achieve, which is a long run, and, you know, get a couple rounds, a couple wins in NCAA tournament under your belt, and then see what happens. You know, I think if they're going to do that, they're going to need multiple guys to have MVP type of seasons, you know. And another one that I'm looking forward to is JJ Traynor. I'm looking forward to see him take the next step next year. Obviously that's, you know, the progression that he should be ready to take as well. But yeah, with, you know, the collection of transfer newcomers, and I include L. Ellis in that group as well, really excited to see, you know, Matt Cross, you know, I mentioned L. Ellis, you mentioned Noah Locke. I mean, impressive. Jared West, you mentioned him, Mason Faulkner. I mean, it's an impressive list of guys that he's got coming in to this roster with valuable experience, you know, so there's a lot of potential for this team.
Yeah, no, it really is. And Michael, when you, we just mentioned all that, and I don't think either Sidney one Curry. Of us, mentioned, I don't think either one of us mentioned the guy who I think is going to be the newcomer, who I'll say the freshman of the year, and that's Mike James. Not in the, I mean, heck, he'll be one of the better freshmen, I think, in the ACC. Let's put it that way. That's my gut feeling. So yeah, I mean, this is a team that's got a lot of potential, a lot of talent, and quite honestly, not a lot of hype or fanfare, which I do like that a lot. So yeah, I'm excited about that. They get going on Thursday, and let's see, I got my calendar. Let me get my calendar out here, because on Thursday they get going of this week. So that's the very first team practice. They've been, you know, they always practice, but that's the first team practice. So on September 30th, on October 12th, will be ACC kickoff or tip off in Charlotte. That will be the day that they meet the media there. On October 16th will be the red white scrimmage at the KFC Yum Center. You can, the tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact. I think actually they went on sale this morning at the Yum Center for $10 a piece. It's a great chance to go see Team 108 for the first time. And then October 20th is the men's tip-off luncheon. October 29th is the K-State game. November 3rd is the West Georgia game. Those are both exhibitions. Coach Mack can coach both of those. And then less than a week after that October 3rd game, on the 9th of November, or November 3rd game, on the 9th of November, Tuesday night, it's going to be the game against Southern. And I have a little birdie told me that game might be at 9 o'clock that night. So a late night one on the opening night. And from what I've heard and can gather, we're going to be up late a lot this year, Michael. I think I heard somebody during Louisville Live mention eight or nine 9 o'clock games this year. I know on the schedule right now, there is 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5 on the schedule right now. And there's a bunch of times that are still TBA. So we're going to be up late a lot.
Yeah, you know, and hopefully it's fun. As long as it's exciting, which I think it will be, let's do it. You know, I don't need to, you know, we're getting older. I don't want to fall asleep early. So we got to keep it exciting. And I think we're looking forward to that with this yep. team. You know, we've talked to a lot of these guys. They're great guys, fun guys to chat with. We've seen them interact with others. They're fun to be around. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that really translates as a kind of a rebuilt roster comes together, you know, or is in the current process of coming together.
Yeah, no, it is. Real quick, but while we're talking basketball, yeah, we don't have a ton of time tonight, but while we're talking basketball, 2022, we do expect Rodney Rice to go to Virginia Tech. Look, it's a small class. They'll hit the transfer wire, you know, pretty heavy. It's such a weird year because we had COVID, and because a lot of things this summer were not back to normal, everything was, you know, there were AAU teams all over the country. So you're going to see not just Louisville, but you're going to see a lot of schools probably go look at a lot of guys. I say a lot, you know, a few, you know, coaches in the profession, they all call it kick the tires a little bit, to where they go and they check out a couple guys here and there and see if they like them. I don't know if they'll recruit, you know, a whole lot of guys in the high school class. I think it's more about, the transfer market at this point. In 2023, I just updated the big board this evening on Wednesday evening. I've got five guys at the top of the list. I've got five that are not too far behind. And then I've got five other names on there. Of those five other names on there, I think four of them are new names. So be sure to check that out on the board. And we'll talk more about that on the board. I got a couple of new names in the recruiting scoop that was posted today too. That I think people will like, and one intriguing name of a son of a former NBA star. So go check that out and see what it's about. But you know, recruiting obviously with Caleb Glenn, that is a big piece. A huge piece of that puzzle and that 2023 puzzle.
Yeah. You know, obviously a great, awesome start to the 2023. You know, you're always concerned when you have elite kids in your own yard and you want to make sure you keep them home. And you know, we've well documented how much Chris Mack really built a relationship with Caleb. We had the, you know, a nice podcast, you know, commitment podcast on it and, you know, a fantastic job that Mack and the entire staff did on him. So, you know, getting him to commit at this point for 2023 certainly gets that class off to a great start. And like you, I'm curious to see where 22 will go now that it appears that Rice is likely headed to Virginia Tech. So, you know, interesting storylines ahead for sure.
Yeah, no, it is for sure on that one. All right, football wise, let's turn our attention. Another big game last week, another win last week. And a big one this coming up this week is a very intriguing matchup to me. I think I told you this last week. I could not get over the fact that Louisville just decked Florida State last year. Without a doubt, clearly punched them in the mouth, you know, kicked them low and stomped on them last season. I thought that would happen again this year. And if you take away a couple mistakes in the second half, I think I pointed out before when you and I were talking, there are four mistakes in the second half by one person on a play that caused them, you know, four big gains, two of them probably touchdowns. So who knows, you know, and you got to get better and you got to move on. And obviously they didn't play a great game, but my point is I kind of expected that. I had Louisville at 3-1 at this point. I was close to the score last week. I was close to the score UCF. So I kind of expected that. So I'm hoping I continue on my role here because my lasting memory of Louisville and Wake Forest is Austin Collins being the center, Francis Sherman starting at tight end, and Louisville beating Wake Forest last season. What was that? What was the score? It was a lot to a little.
Like 45-21.
45-21 in that one last year when Louisville looked hopeless. I mean, we were talking about, are they going to ever win another game? And there they came out the last game of the season and put it to Wake Forest. That's my lasting memory. And I know Sam Hartman is really good. I know he's got a lot of weapons. They've played great. I just don't know how good they've played as far as a schedule is concerned this year. Yeah. You know, I don't think Virginia is very good defensively. They're not good at all. I think offensively they can move the ball, but they hadn't played a great schedule to this point. And then when you look at the Florida State game for Wake Forest, six turnovers. So,
score much in the second half either.
Right. Exactly. So you're talking about six turnovers in a game, you know, so that's going to affect everything for you there. The other two, you know, Old Dominion and Norfolk State, you should win. You very much you better win. Yeah. And you better look good in winning those games. So how good is Wake Forest? I don't know. I think Louisville's played a tougher schedule playing UCF and playing Ole Miss. I mean, I think it's not even close, really, to be honest. So I'm thinking Louisville wins this game on Saturday night. You know, I love the fact that they're an underdog. I hope they're an underdog in every game they play the rest of the season, just because this team plays better.
Yeah. You know, I like Louisville's chances too. I think this is going to be one that comes down kind of not as thrilling as we saw 2 years ago, but I think this is going to be a back and forth game as well. I think it will come down to, you know, whose defense actually is able to stop the other more. I mean, it sounds that simple, but sometimes it is that simple. But I think if Louisville comes in and offensively basically can stay consistent and, you know, make their blocks when they're supposed to, including the wide receivers, you know, I think the offense is going to put up some points again for defense against this Wake Forest, this slow mesh RPO type of thing that they run up there. They just, you know, Brian Brown said it best tonight when we asked him about it following their Wednesday night practice. You just got to stay disciplined. You know, if you're a position, if your job says sit in this gap, don't peek over in the other gap because you think the guy might be going that way. Because, you know, the way they move that RPO so methodically, you know, Sam Hartman's good enough. He'll see the opening and make the right call more often than not. So, you know, I think as long as they stay disciplined, you know, create a turnover or two, I do like Louisville winning in the fourth quarter.
It's a slow ride is what that is slow what ride. That offense is. It really yeah. is. And I think Louisville's talented. I think Louisville's better than most people believe they are. Mark Packer on the Packer and Durham show. I was talking with Wes Durham at ACC Media Day, and we kind of talked a little bit about it. I had him on the Cardinal Insider, and, you know, we talked about that Mark had the best analogy, and he was like, Louisville is kind of the mystery team. And I still think a little bit, after 4 weeks, Louisville's kind of the mystery team because they played terrible in the first half of the season in that game against Ole Miss, but then they scored some points against Ole Miss and did a decent job. And then you go and, you know, Eastern Kentucky is just Eastern Kentucky. And then you got UCF and they looked pretty good the entire night, but gave up some points. And, you know, then last week against Florida State, I thought the defense, for giving up the points they did, I thought the defense actually had some really good moments and did some good things. And offensively, I thought they were fine. Again, you cut down a mistake by Justin Marshall of running a guy off on a fly route when he's in man coverage. You take away the Jalen Carter hold on the outside. You take away the Cole Bentley kind of stepping the wrong way one time and then almost getting caught tangled up with the running back. You take away three or four little bitty things and I think they score points at least in the second half. So, yeah, so I'm looking for this team to bounce back in a good way and get a victory this week. And like I said, I had them 5-1, Michael. I'm 3-1 there. I'm almost there. If I can get this week, I feel pretty good about it.
You know, there's an interesting factoid that I learned today about Wake Forest that basically in the modern era, they've reached 5-0 twice. The first time was in 2006 when, as we all know, they won the ACC and met Louisville in the Orange Bowl, which Louisville won that game. The second time was 2 years ago. When Louisville came in, they were undefeated at 5-0, nationally ranked, just like they are now. And it was that thriller, Louisville winning 62-59. So, you know, I like the way that those two went. So let's just continue that trend.
Yeah, no, I think you're definitely right. So let's continue that. We'll have more on the game. We've got a lot out there right now, and we'll have more on it as the week progresses. And we will come back on Friday and do another podcast, and you'll have a special guest, and hopefully we can get all that going, and we'll get going and get a victory for you on the weekend this weekend. And we'll keep posted on anything we know basketball wise. Again, They begin practice on Thursday. So it's fun right now. It's exciting, and I'm ready to go. I like this crossover season. I got a few days of vacation coming up here soon before it starts. So I'm excited to get vacation in and then move on.
Yeah, it's going to get fun. And of course, we'll have it all at Cardinal Authority. You'll get plenty of pregame and postgame, during game. Make sure you check out the live update thread. That's always a popular one as well. So Louisville Wake Forest this weekend. Big game, big opportunity for the Cardinals. And as you mentioned, Jody, basketball starts on Thursday. So you'll be able to get all the information as it happens at Cardinal Authority. For Jody Demling, I am Michael McCammon. This has been a Cards Cast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.